If you read enough books and articles on decision-making, you will come to realize intelligence and experience are often trumped by human tendencies that date back to the dawn of time. Add to that prejudices and preferences we have collected, particularly in our very formative days, or in a number of one-shot successes or failures. It is no wonder we make so many bad choices in life when we seemingly should know better. We can only see, says Rachel Remen, what we have grown an eye to see. Just in my post-World War II lifetime, we have seen many mistaken views about women and race. When I was in college in the late 1960s and early 1970s, a number of the most elite colleges and universities in the country finally admitted women and more than a token number of minority students. Failing to harness talent in a majority of people in the entire country, women plus racial minorities, for so long should give all of us pause about our ability to get it wrong and sometimes to get it profoundly wrong. We make poor decisions not because of what we know, but because of what we think we know that is not so. Not because of what we see, but because we think we see more than we do. 90% of errors in thinking are due to errors in perception, said Edward de Bobo. This is why surveys abound, lawyers use mock trials to test run a case, and HR departments use 360 peer reviews of key employees. The smart money is on those who recognize they may not see what others see after all. All of which is to say, it's an art form to be able to see clearly something of real importance from another person's point of view. Andy Taylor, the iconic sheriff of Mayberry from The Andy Griffith Show, knew this art form well. If a challenge arose, Sheriff Taylor would hit upon the solution at a key moment. The solution deftly shifted the affirming spotlight to another and valued that other person's point of view. He saw more clearly the vulnerabilities in others, and he shored them up. It was never about him. When Sheriff Taylor did misstep, as he sometimes did with his women friends, he was quicker than you and me to see it and admit it. A rare skill. Whether you are building a brand on the internet or at the courthouse, the success of that brand is going to be predicated on these core values: trying to see things from another point of view, recognizing that you sometimes get it wrong, and being willing to admit your mistakes, which are various ways of describing solid relationships that engender trust. What I've learned about life on the way to the courthouse is this: if you want to succeed in life, learn to get a better sight line. The better sight line will be enhanced immeasurably when you also genuinely consider the other person's point of view. When others trust you to see past your concerns, you focus thoughtfully on their concerns, and you have the strength to admit your mistakes, people are going to beat a path to your door and value what you do. Just ask any friend of Sheriff Taylor.